This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you say when it's over? Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Christy Lee. I contributed a report. I have gone independent, and you can find my stories on my website, but I have also shared them with band.video because the most important thing is the information can get out. Well, apparently we have Alex on the phone right now.
All right. It's always fun. Christy Lee's reports can be found at band.video. Go ahead and roll the report, guys.
Happening right now, Border Patrol continuing to drop off migrants here at Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley. We're on the corner of 15th and Austin. We've been watching this happen all day long. They say that about 1,000 are coming in a day. The executive director of Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, we saw her earlier. She said she would talk to us. She has yet to come back to us, but she has said in earlier reports that about 1,000 migrants are being dropped off a day. That was confirmed by another volunteer I spoke with. You said about how many are coming a day?
I think upwards to 1,000, something like that from what I can see.
So the question is what's happening to them once they get dropped off? The other question is, as she said in another report, that she had asked Border Patrol to stop dropping off migrants here because the capacity here at Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley is 1,200, yet 1,000 are being dropped off a day. So again, where are all of these mothers, pregnant women, families, where are they being taken after this? Do you know if they're all coming from the same countries? Are they all from Mexico?
No, of course not. They're from many centers, like Guatemala, Honduras, all over.
There's a lack of transparency and also a shock as we watch this continue to happen, busload after busload. And I look around, and there's no other media here. There's nobody else covering this. And this is happening in light of the highest cases of COVID-19 in Hidalgo County, according to Judge Cortez. We heard earlier from La Jolla Police in a post that went viral that they are confirming what's happening is those that have COVID-19 are being taken to a hotel. They're booking them in hotels, COVID-19, and they're just free to go anywhere after that. They see dozens of them outside of the hotel, COVID-19 positive, coughing, sneezing, no masks, and then they end up showing up in restaurants. There's no tracking being done. So while we are pummeled by mainstream news, which I used to be a part of, with this narrative that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, are we unconcerned with the migrants that are coming in, many testing positive for COVID-19 over this building here where they're processed, and then not being tracked, going out into the community, and we're seeing a spike in cases? Why are we not hearing this from mainstream news? Why are there no other reporters out here? These are the questions. Who is responsible? Let's take it back to the definition of criminal negligence. We know that criminal negligence is putting somebody at risk of injury or death. Well, what does it mean when no one is held responsible for those testing positive for COVID-19 just being able to go out into the community? They're at capacity here. They don't keep them here. They're just booking them into area hotels. And this is happening all across the border. We don't know how much this is happening. So who's responsible for this criminal negligence? That's the definition, putting others at risk or harm or death. And no one's held responsible, and we're not hearing it from anywhere else. We're just continue to be pummeled that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We want answers. We're trying to get them for you, but we're having a hard time talking to anyone. You know, we heard from the Biden administration. We heard from Biden say he wanted a surge at the border.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are.
Well, we are seeing it happen. We're seeing busloads and busloads of people coming in, and they're testing positive for COVID-19, and then we don't know what's happening with them. them after that. I did talk to an Uber driver who says he comes here nearly every day to pick up some of these migrants, and it's just a mess. In his own words, he says it's just a mess. He says that he takes them to the airport, and the other day he took them.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, here we are. It's July 30th. The year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now sitting in here on the fourth hour ahead of the kickoff war room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central time. Remember this broadcast. They're not supposed to be on the air. The globalists want it shut down. They want it silenced. Okay, we're going to cover the waterfront and a lot of clips we didn't get to in the last 3 hours of breaking news during this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Next segment, we have not Biden saying he got his butt wiped today. That's already a week old. We have Biden being told he has a large yellow booger on his chin, which he then grabs and eats with pure enjoyment. Right on international television. So the dementia is really setting in. I would imagine he'll start writing on his feces on the walls next, but this is emblematic of the globalists, and they put him in on purpose knowing he was dementia and controlled to further demoralize the country and the world is meant to break your will. Plus all the crimes he's committing, once he's totally has Alzheimer's, they'll just say he did it and not the criminal factions that are around him. So Joe Biden, now, ladies and gentlemen, eating boogers on national television. That is coming up. This man is a pedophile. This man is a Chinese communist agent. This man is a liar. This man is not the president. This man is a fraud. And I have masses of articles here where all over the world they're trying to pass laws in Canada and in Australia. Now the Democrats want them passed here where you can't criticize people or you get arrested. I mean, these people were just absolutely anti-free speech. But this story broke 5 or 6 days ago, and we did play it. I think it was on the Sunday show last week. And I wanted to play this again because it's finally getting more attention. We've known for really a year and a half, because 2 years ago, the inventor of PCR tests already went public and said his test is being used for fraud because it's only an indicator test of whatever you're testing for. And if you turn it up too high, it will find anything you want, what you set it to, in the atmosphere. That's similar to a lot of the DNA tests they do, where, again, like a man took spit from his lizard, sent it in, and it came back as human, which, of course, it wasn't from 23andMe, the Theranos group. And the reason I hammer on that is these blood tests, these mucus tests, all these things, they set them for the results they want. So imagine a newborn baby in the UK, and in comes the National Health Service saying, we're going to stick, and obviously, again, they're really at the DNA test. They admit they're keeping these. We're going to stick this all the way up in your baby's sinus cavity. We're going to jam it up in there to see if your baby has COVID. And not only is that fraudulent ridiculous because the mother didn't have it on his face, but it's doubly fraudulent because it was a PCR test. So They're still using PCR tests selectively whenever they want it. Those nurses know now. They can just set it to 40 cycles. You're going to be 100% positive. And then you're disappeared by the contact tracer. So think about all the forms of tyranny in the world. You never put up with the cops acting like this. You wouldn't put up with lawyers acting like this. You wouldn't put up with politicians doing this. But if it's the medical service, they've been conditioned to just bow down and accept it. So the Rockefeller Foundation and others are on record studying how to take over, and they said the medical system is our best shot at a world ID and authoritarian control. So just, I want to play this video again because I don't want this to be forgotten. I was on Paul Watson's Twitter. That's how I was retweeted, and Don Salazar's incredibly important article that we'll get to coming up that I hammered in the first hour, where more than 20 nations that have the strongest forced COVID injections of 98% in Gibraltar, 90-plus percent in Iceland, 80%-plus in Singapore, the list goes on. They have the highest COVID rates, the highest death rates, and it is the people that have been injected that are getting sick and dying. And Fauci can say 99% of those dying didn't have a shot all day. That's just totally pulled out of the rear end like everything else. It's absolute criminal lies, but they won't go give the data. They finally did a few days ago, and of course it was. All the data from the beginning of the COVID, so-called pandemic, a year and a half ago until the end of January this year, with only 1 month of inoculation in the United States, and they didn't count any people that had been inoculated to see if they had COVID, so they excluded those numbers. So total fraud. But Fauci thinks you're so stupid, and he's got all the corporate media lying for him, and he's pushing it. But back to where I was. Here is the video and the audio. We've had to bleep it. Of a woman who's just had her baby. Here come the nurses. They're going to jam a big Q-tip up the baby's nose, see if it has COVID. Absolutely asinine. Absolute bull. But remember, a lot of times they want to take children. They just turn the PCR test up and take you away. It doesn't matter if it's fraudulent. It'd be like cops having a radar detector. And you know you're driving 50 in a 50, and the cop says, sorry, radar detector says you're going 100. You're being arrested for reckless driving. And you're like, that's not science. That's a fraud. They just say, shut up. See, cops wouldn't get away with this. Cops wouldn't want to act like this. I don't lionize cops. They don't want to destroy their own country. These globalists do. And the good nurses and the good doctors are all being kicked out right now. So it's absolutely insane. Medical system is the best of times, the worst of times. A tale of two cities. Because it's great doctors and great nurses and great scientists, the majority of which are fighting this giant lie, but they're being silenced. So this is big tech, big corporate, big pharma takeover. And to watch the left fawning at big pharma and fawning at the intelligence agencies that are killing our country and the world is really disgusting because they're, it'd be one thing if they were just evil and they were getting power out of this, but the left is all being disenfranchised as well as total delusion. So here is a little look at the future. Everything you see in the UK and Australia is what they want to bring here. The idiocy, the anti-science of testing a baby with a fake test when the woman, of course, started the testing doesn't have COVID. This is all a giant fraud. Fraud stacked on fraud, stacked on fraud, stacked on tyranny. Here it is.
Happens, right or wrong, because it is my property.
So you will, while the baby's in your abdomen.
What, so you're saying maybe once the baby comes out, it's not my property no more? Yes, it is, okay, first, okay, it's so, got my blood running through its
okay, veins. Okay, Stacey, I'm just trying to explain to
well,
you.
Well, you're not helping me. Here. You see what you're doing? Right, now look
at now you're
right.
Stressing.
Oh, they really well, I'm letting you know. I'm going to stop you now, because I want to hear no more of it.
Okay, well, it's my duty.
Yes, it is always your duty. Because you told me about 5 bloody times. And I'm sick of hearing it. I don't need the stress. Once again, oh look, you're stressing out. I haven't leaked all day. Now I'm leaking. Do you really think I need this bullshit about COVID when I've got a risk of losing my baby or possibly something?
Exactly. You're more worried about the COVID than the baby.
No, that is COVID.
You know what, Stacey? Let's get our stuff and get out of here now because this is pissing me off. Are we signing ourselves out now, Stacey? They're not COVID testing my baby,
for,
end off. So we're gonna, they said they're going to get security if we don't apply now. This is wicked. Do you know this is going viral, yeah? This is disgusting.
I've been outside all day long, so that I am not in your company because I know how you all feel, you know? I know you don't want me here, really. I know you don't want to have to do what you've got to do because of this stupid complying crap. I'm sorry, when it comes to care for a patient or something, you've got to understand and listen to what they're saying. You can't tell me that you get to give me the go, give me the say of what happens once my baby's born. I don't think so. I don't think so. Do you know what? I even spoke to a police officer. People like like that.
We spoke to doctors, with nurses,
you
and everything.
You can't do nothing to my baby without my permission. So can you? I'll stop you there.
All right. End of. So just so that I'm clear, this will be documented in your notes that we have.
Okay. Yeah. This is now going to go viral to other nurses, and social services as well.
We will let the neonatal team that we've had.
They already.
We already know our feelings. We already know our deal.
And we will also.
About COVID testing the baby.
We'll ask our safeguarding team.
That's fine. That's how I bring them on.
This is all a giant evil power grab. And notice, all over the international news, whether it's Chinese news or U.S. news or Canadian news or Mexican news, you see it everywhere. In Spanish, every other language. Babies are the super spreaders. Children are the spreaders because they won't take the shot. Now they're trying to give an illegal experimental shot to children and babies, and leftists are lining up to have their newborn babies tested on, and of course, some of which are dying. This is period. And stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Her daughters, and tie them up to the boat with him and light them on fire.
They found it just recently found 3 years ago in southern England, a giant complex, a city of the dead, with the Celts, pre-Roman. And they found all the chariots with the different kings that would die buried. And, of course, next to them, their families, other than the sons, slaughtered, laying right next to them. So this is some sick thing that develops over and over again. And it's happening again. It's in the sociology. It's in the anthropology. It's in the culture. And I'm just observing it with my own organic terms. You're not going to find a lot of this even in literature, but the globalists know this. So here is the footage, to you viewers, and the audio for radio listeners, of Biden, the puppet president, talking about getting his butt wiped. We'll play it a few times because, you know, Snopes says it isn't true. Everybody saw it. The video is real. And then now he has resorted to eating boogers. Here it is.
It must be what? It must be what? It must be what? It must be what?
And expand your capacity is through the partnership that we have, federal and state government, along with local governments. This issue is ongoing each year, as we have discussed. It gets worse. It affects real people. Everything from children who are breathing.
And then again, he sees the thing on his chin and eats it when the aide tells him. So he's a man totally disconnected from reality. And this is done so they can commit all these crimes and then later blame it on him. And he won't even remember what planet he's on if he's still alive. Now, this is a shorter segment. We've got a longer segment coming up. But I've just got to tell listeners something right now. We are in a knockdown drag-out with the New World Order. And they've launched their full attack. And they've got a bunch of big attacks that are going to follow a completely collapsed civilization. So the only way we get out of this is being honest with ourselves and speaking up and taking action. But let me just tell you, they're not doing well. As bad as you think things are, their program is falling apart. Massive numbers of doctors and scientists are exposing the fraud of COVID and the inoculations of the PCR test. The wheels are coming off. And so they're really panicked. That's a good thing. We're fighting back. But also get really concerned. Because that means that they got a bunch of other tricks up their sleeves. And there's no telling what they're going to pull next. They launched this whole COVID thing. Out of Wuhan, the rest of it. To scare the hell out of people and bring in total control because the populist rebellion taking place worldwide. Well, they've got even bigger plans as we begin to defeat them at this level. But again, we can't capitulate because they're going to slowly kill us and torture us and deindustrialize us anyways. So we're damned if we submit. We're damned if we fight back. But it doesn't matter. We're doing this for God. God wants to see us take action. God doesn't like cowards. So God will come to our aid. God will raise up mighty men and women who will be leaders, and this is about souls, and this is going to be one hell of a contest. This is a giant battle of free will versus Satanism. And so all I can tell you is I salute the listeners. Now you realize I'm not just saluting you for no reason to make you feel good. You've been the incredible tip of the spear. So I want you to look in the mirror today and just thank God for your family background or whatever you happen in your life, whatever it is that God touched you to be awake and be involved. The fact out of billions of people, but you're part of the millions that care enough to tune into this show and put up with me. Because your spirit tells you, despite all my problems, this is the real deal. We're doing this together. And so do the crew, everybody else, and all of our affiliates, all of our listeners and sponsors. I just love you, and I appreciate you. And the great part is, as horrible as these globalists are, and as nasty as they are, as depressing as it is to see how they get away with all this evil, I also get to meet all the best men and women in the world, every race, color, and creed, and experience your amazing commitment and your understanding and your discernment. And just to see your soul in your eyes and to see the energy of the Holy Spirit reflected out of you is so wonderful. And it's an amazing blessing. We'll be right back with huge news. So stay with us. Please spread the word. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And by the grace of God, we are live, still on there, thanks to you holding us in position. Like God holds the universe together with his will, you hold us on air with your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. Thank you so much to all of you. All right, so continuing here, you see the predatory angle that society goes in. When we don't hold up decency and honor and honor the individual, when we don't tie down powerful organizations, they always get out of control and become tyrannical, which means the great lizard, the great tyranny, the great snake. And that's where we are right now. And remember how many times I specifically told you they're going to bring in world government, a world ID, using a virus, using fear, that they're going to implode the third world and use giant migrant waves to come in and collapse the Western world then there'll be a worldwide collapse, and then they'll call for a worldwide Marshall Plan. Now, notice I've been saying this for at least 18 years, since a bunch of documents came out of the North American Union secret treaty that George W. Bush had secretly signed us onto at Temple, Texas, there at Baylor. Remember that? A secret? Well, the first time we got documents 18 years ago, then right before Endgame came out, 15 years ago, Judicial Watch sued again and got the Banff Canada documents, several thousand pages. I scanned over every one of the damn things. Unbelievable. Remember when Lou Dobbs was number one back then when CNN was different? Actually, changed the whole format because, you know, he had like 10 million viewers a night. So they fired him and, you know, shut all that down later. But he had the documents. So how did I know they were going to use the virus? How did I know that then they would collapse the third world, use those giant waves to bring in UN control? And then after they're done with that, they then collapse the currency of the world, and they called for a global Marshall Plan. They had over 500 corporate leaders of the Fortune 500, and the leaders of all the Western world met in Banff, Canada, in 2007. Look it up for yourself. And then Judicial Watch got the documents. Maybe it was 2006. We got them in 2007. And it's all there. So, again, how did I know all this? Because they told us, and I keep hammering this because I was in a CBS last night, and I had almost everyone, Hispanic folks that were in there, white folks that were in there, that's who was in there, white folks, Hispanic folks, almost all of them were listeners, the clerk, the manager, everybody. And a guy walks up, and I'm walking out, he goes, I appreciate you, Alex. He goes, you know, you're like a prophet, that you know all this stuff for the people. And I said, sir, do you listen to the show? He goes, yeah, I catch it sometimes. And I said, sir, please, it's important you understand that this is all public. It's not about us getting credit. That's stupid. It's about understanding it's a criminal enemy plan. A criminal enemy plan. And so you read the Banff Canada, hundreds and hundreds of us, literally, conservative, thousands over. But you get the Operation Lockstep a few years later, 2011, 2010. And it's even more specific. Down to fine details. Then they war game that sucker every year with the major think tanks. So there's literally thousands of battle pages and plans and hundreds of drills they've done for what you're now seeing with Event 201, which is COVID-19. And this is it. This is a civilization collapsing weapon, the fear of it, that brings us to our knees. And now, imagine having all the major channels. Don Lemon's the best example. We got a compilation of him 2 days ago and then last night, saying you shouldn't leave your house, can't go to the grocery store, shouldn't have a job. It's time to blame the unvaxxed. You got all these Republican governors and Democrat governors saying it, that world leaders saying it, even though in plain view it's all the 90-plus percent vaccinated countries that have the highest level of COVID, because it's not COVID, it's spike protein. We can jam that truth down their necks. We need to be at the hospital showing they're empty right now because they're saying they're full. We need to be printing off those articles, those documents, and those links that Don Salazar has in that article, Infowars.com, and taking it to your church this weekend. Because believe me, if you don't get aggressive and get in front of your church or your Sunday school, if you don't get aggressive and go to the city council and talk about this, everywhere you get a voice, they're going to come to your door. So everybody better figure this out. Either going to submit and think you roll the dice and take these shots, let them lock the world down, or declare you non-essential and wait till you're starved to death in a couple of years in your house, or you can fight back now and change the world and wake a lot of people up in the process of this fight. So I know you're fighters. I'm just telling you. Now is the time of the InfoWar to fight more than ever. So here is Don Lemon again, the last night, with the night before, compiled, declaring war on you, saying you will starve to death if you don't let me put something experimental in your body. The essence of violating the Nuremberg Code, coercion for experimental drugs. Here it is.
We could have had this under control. We were well on our way. And the only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed. But the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated people have put us in the position that we're in now, and it is not a good place. You have to be more direct. A more concerted effort to say get vaccinated. Because you're not just killing yourself, you're going to kill other people. That's what you have to start telling people. You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane. It has nothing to do with freedom. There's nothing to do with liberty. You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy. You don't have that. You have to drive the speed limit. You have to obey the rules. Put some rules in place that will demand that people get vaccinated. Right. You can't just go around and say, well, look, it's my personal life, freedom and my liberty. I want to go 150 miles an hour if I want to. Sure you can. But you have to suffer the consequences for it. Whether you kill yourself or you get a citation and your driver's license gets taken away. You have to have certain rules in a society if we all are going to continue to live and keep each other alive. You cannot be that selfish and, quite frankly, that ignorant.
So that's just him last night. There's another clip that we played where he says you shouldn't be allowed to have food, you shouldn't be allowed to go to the grocery store. That was from the night before. We'll play that. Coming up next segment, because that's really next level. So we do have a thing called the Nuremberg Code. We have federal and state law. This is not even FDA approved. It's got horrible side effects, and now it doesn't even protect you. It's all a lie. It's all a lie for them to be able to put in our bodies what they want. These are terrorists. These people are literally eugenicists up there now trying to normalize. But see, they got a problem. Half the public or more hasn't taken it. How are they going to bully us when they're not even the majority, you see? So the answer is, get back in the bully's face. What do you do to a bully who says you can't have food or your kids or leave your house? Kathleen Sebelius said the same thing. World leaders are saying it. Macron said it 2 weeks ago. No grocery store. Shouldn't be allowed to have your kids. People had riots nationwide over it. This is the time to get aggressive. This is the time to say no. This is the time to go bullhorn these people at their houses. I mean Don Lemon. They're the ones going to make us uncomfortable. They're the ones going to put stuff in our body. They're the ones that have attacked us first. We don't physically want to put some deadly thing that grows protein crystals in them that kills them. I'm trying to murder them. They're trying to murder us. But we need to find out where Don Lemon goes to work out, where Don Lemon goes to church. Of course he doesn't. Where Don Lemon goes, and we need to go get in his face, because they want to get all the corporations together to say, if you don't have an ID and a digital pass that we check when you go to a store or you go to your church or when your car turns on, then we're not going to let you live and let you have a life. This is all about the global ID for the global tax and the global order. And again, just like the idiots that took the deadly shot, they were supposed to be heroes. They're the ones now told you got to still wear a mask and you're the super spreader. And they go, why would they target their own minions that follow their orders? Because that's who the abuser abuses, is the people that follow the orders. So everybody knows medical experimentation is wrong. Everybody knows they couldn't approve mRNA. Everybody knows it doesn't protect you. Everybody knows Bill Gates wants to kill you. Everybody knows CNN hates America. Everybody knows this. Saudi Arabia, the 20% inoculated. But they say they're better than us. All these other countries. India won't take our shots. Less than 10% have taken theirs. China's less inoculated than we are. But we're told we're bad, that America's at fault for the whole world, when it's actually the countries that are almost fully vaccinated that have all the problems. Those are facts. That's truth, you little lying monster, Don Lemon. But Don Lemon is a nobody. He reads off a teleprompter. He's a puppet. He's not a real man. He's like Pinocchio. We'll be right back as we fight these tyrants. This gets crazier from here. Resistance is victory. Submission is death. InfoWars.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Segment here, and we had played last night's Don Lemon where he said a lot of horrible things. He's just a standard talking point, but I want to play you the night before last. This is a short clip in case new listeners tuned in and think I'm making this up. Same thing Macron said in France. You can't go to the grocery store, you can't have a job, which means starve to death. This is called Siege, Total War. Here's a clip of it.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are not going to agree with this, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you should. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's what I think we should be right now.
That's enough of this tyrant. So, again, let's just say the vaccine works and it's as good as pumpkin pie or mother's milk, which we know it isn't. But Bill Gates gave it to us because he loves us. You know, he's changed his mind and wants to save us now. You know, he's been caught in 20-plus countries injecting people with steroids and poison and killing Africans and Indians, and he's been banned in those countries. It doesn't matter if he's been banned in Kenya. It doesn't matter if he's banned in India. It's okay. Just he's a good killer, and he wants you to take a shot. Let's just say the shot's good. The world ID and your medical records in any bar you go in or restaurant or gym or hotel going to see your status, and then just on the paper, once they have like six places for the shots you're going to get for COVID, they said a year and a half ago it'll take multiple shots and it's going to work. They had this all prepared. So again, they want you to be a chump and pretend you're cool. So the answer is reaching out to all these leftists and explaining to them this is about a war and it's just not partisan. And use those clips of when the Democrats, when Trump was trying to warp speed it, because he got hoodwinked. They're like, sir, we'll never reopen the economy for 2 years. He goes, well, we'll kill the economy. Well, there's no vaccine. Then they came to him and said, well, actually, sir, they can get it ready quicker than that. They set Trump up. That's, we get it. We know. Moving past that. The point is now we're here, and they don't work. They're a fraud. They're actually causing the majority of illnesses. Fauci is liable. Gates is liable. This is a perfect market where it never works. You got to have more, more, more. They're all admitting it on record. It's time for them to go to prison because they're now blaming unvaccinated. They're now blaming you and I. They're now coming after us. They're blaming the vaccinated. This is a way to say all humans are racist and evil and bad. Do what we say. All humans are poisonous and have evil things inside of you. Wear a mask. You're dirty. You're evil. Teaching us to hate ourselves. Teaching us to be depopulated. This is their globalist religion. So we just say to them, if this is all true, you go first. Knowing about their systems, knowing about their control is how we win the war against them. Understanding the New World Order, you then understand the future because they're in control of the planet. That is incredibly valuable, even if you were a sociopath, just from a stock market position. And as the public figures out that people that are experts on the New World Order are the most valuable information conduits out there. The globalists don't give the general public all these secrets. They communicate in the CFR and through white papers, most of it classified, a lot of it public. So if you have a deep knowledge of it, you're basically a globalist, you're just not with them. And to win any war, they'll tell you, get in the mind of your enemy. Think like your enemy. Understand your enemy. Immerse yourself in the enemy. I've done that, and that's why InfoWars is such a brain trust and so key and so critical. And that's why I'm willing to lose my life at this fight, because I know as I up the ante, they're going to come after me. That's okay. Because in the end, they must lose. They must fail. Or all of humanity is going to be lost. And when I look at my four-year-old daughter, I look at how innocent she is. I'm not going to let them put her into this world they're trying to build. I have a responsibility before God to do it. I just want to thank the listeners and viewers and the InfoWars family and this great crew that have kept us in attack formation to fight these people, because that's my great dream. That's my great focus. That is everything I want to do, is just give everything I've got to this fight, because it's a human fight. Our ancestors fought to survive. We're fighting to survive. This is our animating contest. This is our greatest moment to, and our chance to shine before God and man and to do the right thing. So it's just an incredible time to be alive. And you see people like Matt Gaetz being set up by the FBI and others, going through the fire now, learning how really evil it is, not being naive anymore. As the enemy pressures, they wake up. And Matt Gaetz talking about the FBI setting up fake criminal groups and provocateur militias and provocateur the Capitol. It's all coming out. Here's Matt Gaetz.
Every day in America, people are locked in prison. It's not every day that people are locked out of a prison, which is what happened to multiple members of Congress today. We have two principal responsibilities, to appropriate funds and to conduct oversight. How does the Biden administration expect us to participate in the representative republic when they deprive us of access to information that would inform our oversight work and our appropriations decisions? The questions we've asked have gone unanswered for months, and they fall into two principal categories. First, are there defendants, as a consequence of their conduct on January 6th, being deprived of access to potentially exculpatory evidence? We have seen that the FBI has a history of animating criminal conduct. That is precisely what happened in Michigan, and it may be what happened on January 6th as well. To answer that question, we need access to the 14,000 hours of videos that Congressman Gosar has continuously called for. To answer that question, to get that evidence, we sought a meeting with the Attorney General. We went to the Department of Justice, and we weren't even allowed in the lobby to have a meeting with an Attorney General who still to this day has not shown up for an oversight hearing before the Oversight Committee or the House Judiciary Committee. What is Merrick Garland hiding? The second category of concerns deals with the specific treatment of detainees. To get answers, we did what members of Congress normally do. We showed up at the facility and sought a tour. This happens for Republicans under Democrat administrations. It happened for Democrats under Republican administrations. And now there is an unprecedented effort to deny members of Congress information that relates to criminal cases and that relates to the treatment of people that are held.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what tyranny looks like. Congress has oversight. They get into any prison they want. They get into any underground base they want. They're supposedly to get into the nuclear silos, everything, but they can't go to that place where 500-plus, mainly innocent people, and I mean, and those are even there for crapping on the table or fighting with a cop. They'd already be out on bond normally in 2 days. But no, because they're patriots, they're being tortured in there. Because they also know all the people that get out who got provocateured by feds. And that's what the few people that have gotten through the lawyers are saying is, I was set up, I was sent in, I was told Q was in command, I was told I was in this group, I was told in that group, you know, Antifa led folks in. And now they want to put us all in these prisons. It's so dangerous, it's so illegal, it's so out of control. All right, the war room is coming up, and I'm not sure if it's Harrison Smith, I'm not sure if it's Owen Schroyer hosting it, but I'm sure it'll be informative and powerful, and they're going to have open phones. A lot of open phones this next week. I'll be doing some extra live broadcasts as well. We just take calls from people that have taken the inoculation so they can tell their first-hand account something the enemy doesn't want is true open lines. Unfiltered InfoWars is such a valuable network in the fight against tyranny, so just thanks for letting it continue on. We extended it for a week, and then again for another week. I will end 100% on Sunday night, 10% off all the high-quality, affordable food right now the last decade. It's really good that it's very low-cost. Ready to ship to you, 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com, the full catalog of My Patriot Supply, 10% off. Only place you're going to get that is InfoWarsStore.com, and that also funds an operation of 360 when you need to get prepared. And then you also go to MyPillow.com and put in promo code Alex, whether it's the sheets or the pillows or the great beds he's got or the dog beds, the cat beds, the towels, everything. And almost all the cotton's made in America. The Giza sheets are from African cotton, but put together here. It's great cotton. That is famous Egyptian cotton. So it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find all of our products. We're running out of the iodine. Sold out of the spray bottles. We have it 40% off in the dropper bottles. Exact same deprocrystal iodine. That's going to sell out very soon. Just want to thank you all for your support. These are great products you need. These stressful times. Get stocked up all you can. There's all the crazy stuff going on. I don't know how long we'll be on the air. Declared anybody question the election, anybody that's questioned lockdowns as a terrorist, they're getting false flags ready. So we're trying to build our war chest up right now to be able to operate, even if funds aren't coming in for a while. This is serious war. And it's all in God's hands, but it's up to us to get the word out so that others have a choice to make. God warns everybody. So it's your job to help warn people. God's working through you. God's working through me. And I know that's my mission. I get really stressed out. You know, God puts a hand on my shoulder. So the Holy Spirit says, listen, it's not your job to fix all this. It's your job to tell the truth and stand up, and you do the right thing, and then people have a choice. And that's what this is. This is a big test, and the globals are the losers. We're the winners, and we're going to win this together. All right, the war room is coming up right now, and then I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday 5 edition. We've got some big guests coming up Sunday, big guests this next week. Thank you all. I love you all. I love the crew. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I'll share those links.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.